The Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant closed back in May of 2019, and since then, a few structures have been moved and a pad built for the cask that will hold the spent nuclear fuel. Jim Lampert of Duxbury's Nuclear Advisory Committee says the next step is for the site to be tested for contaminants, although he does not have a lot of faith it will be done in a timely fashion.
My understanding is it will take them until the end of the year to get their site assessment, and I have less faith than I would like to that that assessment is going to be complete.
Once the spent fuel is stored in concrete casks, it will be stored on a site because there is nowhere else they can be brought due to the risk of contamination. Lampert says when the concrete casks are loaded with spent fuel, they will be roughly 60 of them, and they have the potential to cause roughly half of the damage done in the nuclear accident in Chernobyl.
Each cask has half as much radioactive cesium as was released at Chernobyl. The typical one initially would probably be an atmospheric leak. There are, I think, scenarios under which it might explode, but that's not, it's basically leakage.
Pilgrim closed their doors due to low wholesale energy prices and has a decommissioning fund of roughly $1 billion, of which Duxbury's Nuclear Advisory Committee says is not enough to do the job correctly. The group is looking to file 3 bills with legislature that would prevent the state from picking up the tab if they run out of funds. In Duxbury, David Cedrone, WATD News.